Capital 5, the community of Overtown is rapidly changing. There are going to be a number of restaurants coming to that area. And with us benefiting a nonprofit today, the Music and Arts Technology for Kids and Teens, we have Fabiola Florenville. Welcome back to Capital 5. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, Rodney. Thanks for having me.
And we have restaurateur Arnisa Randolph. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. How are you, Rodney?
Quite well. Tell me about Sweet Butter Restaurant in Miami. It's a pop-up restaurant.
So Sweet Butter Restaurant pop-up concept will be launching February 10th at the OPAC in Overtown. It merged from Juanita's Kitchen, a local catering company, on February 10th, a dinner show, a cultural experience, taking our attendees on a journey.
A culinary journey.
From the Carolinas, experiencing that Gullah Geechee style food and culture, all the way down to New Orleans with the Second Line Band.
So this is like a cultural experience in Black culinary cuisine, Carolina, Coastal Carolina style of cooking, New Orleans, the Gullah Geechee, the Caribbean experience, and deep Southern culture. And why this concept?
Well, number one, it's Black History Month. Number two, my family are Gullahs from South Carolina. I just really, really wanted to tap into that history that I have with the style of cooking. There's so many wonderful food items that we eat that we don't know where it comes from. We also have lost touch with the authenticity of it and how it's originally prepared. So we'll be taking our attendees on that journey with us on February 10th.
Food, and you're going to also incorporate a show. And what type of entertainment are you going to have?
It's an immersive Southern experience. So if you love music, if you love dancing and live entertainment, this is the type of atmosphere that you'll enjoy. Dancing, singing, acting, live music, all of that wrapped into a really nice dinner show. It being Black History Month and obviously just a couple of days from Valentine's Day, it's really something for us to really experience as a community. And it's in Overtown, so we know that Overtown is re-emerging as this cultural hub and now becoming a foodie destination. So Sweet Butters is at the cusp of what Overtown is becoming.
A number of restaurateurs from around the country are coming to set up shop in Overtown.
We're serving a four-course prefix menu, the traditional sweet butter cornbread and biscuits to gumbo, southern fried chicken and catfish, short rib. Entertainment will be curated by A. Randolph Music Group.
Very soulful, bluesy, R&B, some hints of gospel, everything that kind of takes us back to this southern experience.
For more information on the Sweet Butter pop-up, visit us at sweetbutter.eventbrite.com or give us a call at 1-855-553-6637. 1-855-553-6637.
Seating is limited, so there's three dinner show times, 6, 8, and 10 p.m. So you do have to make your reservations in advance to guarantee your seating. And so 6, 8, and 10 p.m. at sweetbutter.eventbrite.com. You can also go on Facebook, facebook.com/sweetbuttermiami. Food is a cultural connector, and everything from the Carolinas to New Orleans to Georgia, also bringing in that Caribbean and African-American influence in it as well. So we definitely want the entire community to come out and support this Black-owned culinary concept.
Benefiting a nonprofit.
The nonprofit who will be benefiting from the Sweet Butter pop-up is the World of Music, Arts, and Technology, WOMAC Show.
From the World of Music and Arts Technology for Kids, WOMAC in Overtown, we have Arnisa Randolph and Fabiola Florenville. Much success.
Thank you, Rodney.
Thank you.